Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the Business of Inner Peace. I am so thrilled to have you here. Today we're going to be talking about the three secrets to saving your marriage. I hope you get so much out of this. Listen, if anything I share today resonates with you, I'd love for you to reach out to me at erinjeanbooking.com and we can schedule a free time and connect and make a blueprint strategy for your marriage. So reach out to me again at erinjeanbooking.com. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Business of Inner Peace. I'm your host, Erin Jean, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's pretend we're sitting in my living room enjoying a cup of coffee or tea and getting to know each other just a little better. That's what I love. I love getting to hear your story. I love feeling connected by the spirit of understanding that our stories bring. Today, I'm sharing some of my story, but I hope someday soon you'll be telling me yours. Listen, I know that you're feeling overwhelmed with life and nothing is exactly how you'd like it to be. Your marriage is not what you hoped for. Motherhood is harder than you imagined. And you've lost yourself somewhere in the mix of responsibilities. Well, if you're ready to bring some more peace and joy into your life, reconnect with God who made you, and start living a life you love, then grab your cup of coffee or tea and let's dive into today's show. I've never done this before, so forgive me for any technical issues. I'm just working through it, but I'm using Zoom to record a free masterclass that I wanted to offer. I'm also going to turn this into an episode on my podcast, The Business of Inner Peace. And I want to start up front by letting you know my goal and my intention is to help others and to really bring hope, particularly to women that are in really difficult marriages, and especially where you feel like you only have two choices, either get divorced or stay miserably married. And there's a third option. I'm here to tell you that. And I just want to encourage you. So that's my purpose in doing this today. I'm here in the state of Hawaii, which is beautiful. I set it on my calendar that I was going to do this today, and I am working on consistency, and I'm also working on owning my time and honoring what I've put on my calendar. So I'm going to do it, doing it all, even though it's a little bit new and a little bit uncomfortable. That's totally okay. So I have been on a journey for the past 3.5 years. I mean, really for like over a decade, but it's gotten more clear and intense in the past 3.5 years, especially around my marriage. And I've really just fallen in love with learning neuroscience, understanding the subconscious mind, understanding how it works and how it affects our day-to-day life. And I've discovered a few things about myself. I've really come to realize how much my subconscious programming, which, by the way, your subconscious mind, that programming happens from in utero up to about age 8 or 9. And so it's childhood, a lot of childhood. I've come to understand how much my childhood was running the show and affecting my life, especially my marriage. It was affecting a lot of the way that I was showing up in my marriage and a lot of the way I was interacting and how I was getting triggered by different things that were happening between my husband and I, and by understanding my subconscious programming and then rewiring it, I've been able to completely change my marriage, which has been amazing. Honestly, we've been married next month. We've been married for 23 years, and I would say 18 of those years were pretty difficult for me. I can't speak for my husband, but I was really not happy. I wasn't good about talking about it especially to him, but I wasn't happy. And I was just kind of surviving. And a lot of that had to do with my subconscious programming. So as I've been taking this dive and understanding my subconscious programming and how it plays into all of this, a big aha for me most recently was that my childhood really set me up for having a predator feel safe, having like a predator feel normal and kind of like the way I should operate. Like life is going really good and I'm doing the right thing when I have a predator type of energy involved. And what I mean by the word safe or like doing the right thing is that my brain, that subconscious part of my brain, it's actually wired for survival. And it is literally saying, this is good because Erin's alive and she is surviving. It doesn't have an opinion on whether life feels good or happy or joyful. Not at all. It could care less about that. It's a survival mechanism and it just wants to make sure that you survive. And so when you survive really difficult things in childhood, it's like, awesome. Let's do that on repeat because we know that she'll be able to survive it and we don't want to risk trying to survive anything else when we know for sure that you'll survive this thing. So a little information about me. I was molested by a family member as a child, and that set me up for a whole lot of things, feeling very, very unworthy and unlovable, and also for having this dynamic of a predator in my life. And what I've come to learn is that sometimes with subconscious programming, when you kind of heal it in one spot, you might shift the same dynamic into another spot. And what I mean by that is I really did a lot of work and healed many things within my marriage. But what my brain did is it kind of took this program that I was running and it shifted it into my business. It shifted it into kind of like the wealth compartment of my life. And I really started getting sucked in, totally unconscious, like not aware of it, but sucked into a lot of programs and coaching that's out there that, to be honest, it's really predatorial. And just very recently did I get eyes on this and start to realize like, oh my gosh, I'm so comfortable with this predator type language and way of being that I've been seeking it out in unhealthy ways, even though on the surface, it doesn't really look like a bad thing because it's all about business. It's all about coaching. It's all about personal growth. But the truth is, anytime somebody is trying to sell you something from this perspective, as if you're broken and as if they are the only answer, they're the key to this life that you want, that's predatorial. It doesn't feel really good. And so I really wanted to do this masterclass with a completely different way of being, different than everything I've learned in business. I have studied a lot of sales and marketing because I want to help people. My goal has been trying to grow my coaching business because I really genuinely want to help other women achieve what I've achieved in their marriage. But I have now had my eyes on this and I don't want to do it the way that they teach. So I'm going to break a bunch of rules today and I'm going to tell you as I go along. And I just want you to know that I want to share with you today on this masterclass a genuine solution if you're struggling in your marriage, a genuine solution to your problem. However, you are not broken and I am not the only answer. There are many, many answers out there. If you choose to work with me, that is awesome. Yes, I'm going to give you an opportunity to work with me. So don't be surprised by that. In this masterclass, I'm going to give you an opportunity to work with me. But if you don't want to work with me, that's totally okay. if you get nothing else out of this, I just want you to really know that there is more than two options. You don't have to be miserably married or get a divorce. There's a third option, and I'm here to shine a light on that for you. And if you want to hold my hand and walk the path with me, I'm so happy to do that with you. But you certainly don't have to. You don't need me. You're not broken. I'm showing you their solutions. I'm offering a solution, and there's plenty more out there. So welcome to the masterclass. It is called The Marriage Blueprint, and it is your path to saving your marriage. You are going to discover how women have rescued their marriages from the edge of divorce, stopping the unhealthy patterns, and nurturing more constructive communication, all without requiring their husband's involvement. Which, by the way, if you are miserably divorced, not miserably divorced, if you're miserably married, you have tried everything to get your husband to go to therapy or get your husband involved or get your husband on more date nights. So the reason why we do this without involving husbands, because if you're anything like me, you're sick of trying to change your husband and drag him along. Anyhow. If you feel like that, this masterclass is for you. This is for women who have finally want to attract their husband's attention and love again in just 15 minutes a day. And they do not want to have endless therapy sessions. They do not want to read more self-help books on marriage. And like I said, they don't even want to involve their husband. They have finally put an end to the choice between a life of misery or divorce, as there are only two options. Again, I'm here to provide hope and tell you there's a third option. There's a better way. So are you ready to let go of this too? Are you ready for the third option? Let's dive in, because I'm sure that instead you want to feel a deeper sense of intimacy in your marriage. You want to feel fully loved. And you want to feel like a priority. My clients, they used to walk on eggshells in their marriage, really fearing that the next argument was just around the corner. But now they have a marriage that is full of connection and passion and clear communication in as little as 15 minutes a day. And you can too. Using my exact method, which I've named the Radiant Love Revival, that allows you to create a renewed marriage even after years of arguing, infidelity, and even separation. This is the formula to easily save your marriage in a short period of time. This best serves women that are suffering through painful, loveless marriages, desperate for connection and passion. This is going to be all about what you need to know to save your marriage from the brink of divorce. You're also going to learn the one factor that 99% of therapists miss to help you break painful patterns in your marriage so that you can manifest a completely new relationship full of joy, adventure, and passion. You're going to learn why therapy doesn't work and what to do instead. And you are going to learn what you need to know right now to save your marriage. My method, the Radiant Love Revival, brings in communication and it gets your husband's attention, even if you've already tried, just like me, years of traditional therapy. And if you stay until the end, there's a bonus. I'm going to let you know right now that this is totally part of the training of sales and marketing, that we want to hook you so you'll stay to the end so you can get the bonus. And my hope is that you are wanting help and you'll stay till the end because you want to hear all the information. But I'm happy to give you a bonus too. And if the bonus is the thing that keeps you here, then awesome. But I'm all about being transparent today. So why I do this work is because no one says I do with the hopes that one day they are going to be miserable and about to get divorced. Look how cute we are. This is my husband and I. We got married. I was just at the young age of 24, said I do, and embarked on the journey of marriage, hoping for love, hoping for adventure and happiness. However, it became a 19-year long journey of enduring endless fights, miscommunication, several separations. The love between us was dwindling. The spark was definitely gone. And seeking help, I ventured into therapy, both by myself and, as I mentioned earlier, dragging my husband along. But nothing seemed to mend the brokenness, especially within me. I want to emphasize that. I had a lot of hurt and pain from my childhood. So here's the things that did not work. Therapy, both couples and individual. Marriage retreats. Self-help books that were around marriage. I have an entire library of self-help books on marriage and relationships. And I want to share with you how I went from having a painful marriage to this deeply connected, passionate, joyful, loving relationship that I have right now with my husband. After years of multiple separations and turmoil, a defining moment arrived for us in October of 2020. You see, my husband and I had yet another huge argument. I took the kids and I went to a friend's house for just really wanting some cooling off time. And when I came back, I discovered that my husband's bags were packed and he was just leaving me with some instant stress and uncertainty. And this yo-yo pattern in our marriage was really taking a toll on the kids. I felt so hopeless and I felt that nothing could save our marriage. So I mustered all of my strength and courage and I filed for divorce. The ensuing divorce process, probably one of the most painful things I've ever done in my life. It plunged me into the deepest depths of despair. We literally spent over $20,000 on lawyer's fees, and we had not even done anything yet. I don't even think our lawyers ever even talked to each other. We never stepped foot in a court. I mean, it was $20,000 just to get started between each of us doing a retainer fee. Anyhow, we had the stress of custody visits and unsupportive family, and it was really intense. And by the time that Christmas arrived, the weight on my heart became unbearable. I found myself entangled in a battle with thoughts of suicide, the emotional and financial dependency on my husband. It felt insurmountable. And in my desperation, I reached out to him, hoping to rekindle something. I really don't even know. I was just desperate. I felt like I was miserable without him, and I was miserable with him. So I might as well be miserable with him and have our family be intact and not have to deal with all the divorce stuff. So together we decided to give our marriage one final chance. And I was really hoping that just by reconciling that would start fixing everything. But of course, you know that it didn't. I did not relieve the pain. In fact, there were still so many problems. We had financial stress. We had constant arguments. We had trauma and pain from all of this stuff. The shadows of despair and the suicidal thoughts I was experiencing, they only grew. And I really got clear that if I truly wanted to save my marriage, I needed to save myself. And so that was the thing that began my quest for self-love and healing. And I was open to new and unconventional methods because I could clearly see that traditional therapy and everything else I was trying clearly wasn't working to relieve my pain or fix my marriage. So I was desperate to figure this out. I am blessed to be a mama to three beautiful children, and I recognized that they deserved a mom who was not only alive, but thriving and radiating with joy, and they deserved to see what marriage was intended to be, a beautiful, connection between two people that are supporting and loving each other. So my fix was that I uncovered an array of powerful and non-traditional healing tools. Drawing from the faith-based principles of a really strong faith in God, energy, medicine, and neuroscience, miraculously, these tools actually began to work, like really work. And finally, I was armed with this newfound strength and self-love, which not only transformed me, but it transformed my marriage. And the love that we shared was no longer shackled by resentment and pain. My journey of self-discovery had not only saved me, but it also breathed just this new life into our relationship. And I finally found what I was longing for. I found the love and the connection that I wanted with my husband. So the secret download just that I got, it really changed my life. And it broke this pattern of being chained to the past. It put a halt to the never-ending arguments that really led nowhere. And now I want it for you. And I know that you might be thinking like, well, my pain and my problems are too big to ever overcome. But trust me, I've been there. And I've also dealt with clients that have some really big stuff to overcome. And I want this same success for you. So let go of the pain of having a marriage that you hate and get the spark and the joy back into your relationship by using my Radiant Love Revival Method. There's going to be no more trying to nag your husband to change or drag him to therapy. Phew, we can be done with that. Instead, you're going to create a completely new relationship, or you're going to get things back to how they were in the beginning, full of love and laughter and intimacy and a desire to be together. So if you're a woman that is dealing with trust issues, you've had infidelity, if you have a husband that won't spend time with you, if you are having constant arguments or some serious communication issues, and instead you want to experience the warmth of being your husband's top priority, rekindling the flame that once illuminated your union, I want you to be just like Joy. Joy said, I was feeling hopeless in my marriage and I didn't want to leave my husband, but I felt powerless to change our relationship. I reached a point that I felt I had to make a decision and the only option I saw was either divorce or being miserable. When I heard Aaron talk about changing your marriage without involving your husband, I felt a glimmer of hope. If someone has ever experienced this type of subconscious work, or if you haven't, it can be really hard to explain, she says. She said, myself, I was a little bit nervous and I was skeptical of it. However, the peace and joy and confidence that I found through this work is transforming not only my own heart, but my home, my kids, and my husband as well. Suddenly, I am showing up differently and responding differently, and it's changing everything. And she did this all by rewiring her subconscious programming. And that, my friend, it's the secret key to reaching a transformed marriage in just 15 minutes a day or less. So what I'm offering you now is help for your struggling marriage to finally achieve intimacy and connection while only focusing on yourself daily. Without attending a marriage seminar, scouring the internet for solutions, trying to find a new hobby together, or even involving your husband. How? My Radiant Love Revival Method. It's just a simple system that we use to reclaim your peace and your happiness while we rewrite the story of your marriage. It's a three-step process. And the good news, it doesn't have to be hard. It's actually really easy. And we're going to go over that in a minute. But it's going to help you transform your marriage and embrace the happiness that you genuinely deserve. You can take a massive leap in your relationship, just like my client Nora did. I want you to meet Nora. She said, before I started working with Aaron, I was stuck cycling through the same arguments in my marriage. With Aaron's help, I was able to increase my awareness. I now know when I'm seeking validation from my husband instead of from God or myself, and I'm able to pause and shift that validation, and that is a huge step. I totally recommend working with Aaron. She takes your mind and spirit on an adventure that will shift your life in the best ways. I personally spent years trying to heal my marriage, and the number one thing that didn't work for me was traditional therapy. Talking about my problems, it did make me feel better. In fact, I remember saying everyone needs their own therapist because I loved having just one person dedicated to listening to me. But the problem is it reinforced my victim mentality because it just never got me out of that victim mindset. I always felt when I was going to therapy, like the only option was to leave my husband because it was so clear that he was the problem. And I felt helpless because I really didn't want to do that. I didn't want to rip apart our family with our kiddos. So this is a big reason why therapy is not helpful, because it validates you being a victim. I had a huge fear of losing everything, my financial stability and my family. And I felt like I was going to damage my kids for life. And it was so overwhelming. I wasn't able to think clearly, and I constantly lived in the fight or flight mode. And the thing is, with a difficult marriage that people don't often talk about, you really start to lose yourself. You lose your self-confidence and your self-trust, and you're absolutely in survival mode, which is really detrimental to your nervous system to be in that mode all the time. It actually wreaks havoc on your adrenals. So the number two thing that didn't work was marriage retreats. It is so nice to get away for a wonderful weekend and connect and work on your marriage. I have been there and done that. And we made progress over the weekend. But the truth is, the past pain and trauma, it wasn't truly healed. And it wasn't for a lack of trying. And before long, you know, the lessons that we learned at the retreat, they soon faded. We slipped back into our old habits, carrying our past pain, and our subconscious programming was still very active. We got stuck in this endless cycle of arguing that just resulted in more pain and resentment. You know, when someone's mean to you or hurts you with words, it feels like a deep wound inside. That whole like sticks and stones will break my bones and words will never hurt me, it's such a lie. I think words actually hurt you far greater than any stick or stone, because, you know, the wound on your skin will heal and you can move on. But the wound in your soul and your heart, it can last you a lifetime if you don't know how to work through it and get past it and change it, right? It's very difficult. So when your trust is broken, it's like holding something in your hand that's so fragile that could break at any moment. It's just too much. Honestly, you get frustrated and angry, and you can feel stressed all of the time. The number three thing that didn't work was the self-help and marriage books. The challenge is twofold, because you both need to read the same book with equal dedication. And I think it's worth noting that 3/4 of relationship books and marriage self-help books are purchased by women, which already is indicating to us that there is less interest from men. And, you know, a motivational book, it might initially boost your marriage enthusiasm, but an enduring change requires more than just inspirational words. And it's not because you personally lack willpower or motivation. The reason is actually based in neuroscience, which, if you don't know what that is, it's just the study of our brains. But it all has to do with how our brains are wired. And what you don't realize is it really can just leave you feeling frustrated and like you aren't accomplishing anything. And you can feel like a complete failure, but it's the the programming in you that keeps you from making progress. Like I said, it's not because you don't have willpower to try. You know, it really has nothing to do with that. You can just constantly feel weighed down by the emotional toll of being in a painful marriage. And it just, it's like walking on eggshells when you're dealing with arguments all of the time, right? Because you feel like, oh, I don't want to say the wrong thing and start something. You're constantly tiptoeing around the aftermath, right? If there's been infidelity, if you have had constant arguments, or even just a lack of communication, it can result in deep emotional scars, this loss of trust, and a damaged sense of self-worth. And that takes a lot of your time, your energy, and your money, and it's soul-sucking. I often felt like a part of me died. You have to endure feeling torn between this desire for a better life and the fear of divorce. But there is one thing that will fix your marriage, and that is identifying your subconscious programming and rewiring it. This process, it gets rid of the painful patterns, and it brings in more attachment and harmony. My Radiant Love Revival method, it helps to create communication, trust, and intimacy in your marriage without involving your husband. And like I said before, in most cases, despite your husband, I was finally able to conquer old unhealthy patterns in my marriage and create an affectionate, loving partnership. Here's a picture of my husband and I this past summer at my nephew's wedding, and the genuine love and respect that I now feel for this man, it truly blows me away. It literally feels so miraculous to me. And yet I know for a fact the formula to get you there, because I have helped woman after woman achieve these same results. I want you to meet Melinda. She said, "Thank you, Erin, for sharing all of your gifts and knowledge. You have been a catalyst for the reprogramming in my life. I have a new perspective on my life, the people around me. I see the true superpower that I have based on my experiences, and I no longer feel like giving up. I am so grateful for you." So here's the three-step plan. With the Radiant Love Revival method, we do the ISP process, and that is basically where we're going to identify the subconscious programming that is keeping you stuck. Then we are going to have our brain, quite literally, which is like a computer. The subconscious programming, it's like this hidden software in our minds, and it's holding on to the ideas, beliefs, and habits that we pick up from our experiences and the people around us, often without even realizing it. It's just, we're completely unaware of it. And these programs, they affect how we think, how we feel, how we act. They shape our reactions to different situations. It's essentially like an autopilot that guides our behavior based on what we've learned over time. And you can have the power to make positive changes, because when you understand the subconscious programming, it helps us to make sense of why we react the way we do. And it gives us that power that we want to make those positive changes in our lives. I am an empath. And as an empath, I believe that God has blessed me with this very special gift. It is an intuitive method that gives me a deep sense of understanding and insight into the subconscious programming of others. And in just a short conversation, I can often pick up on the beliefs and the patterns that guide someone's thoughts and actions, even if they are not consciously aware of them. My motto in life is that after you spend time with me, I want you to walk away feeling seen, known, and loved. So giving you the most powerful way of creating this life and this marriage that you want. It's like having this unique ability to see beneath the surface and understand those underlying factors that shape a person's behavior. It allows me to connect with others on a deeper level. I can offer support and guidance based on a genuine understanding of their inner world. And I help you make connections that have been out of your conscious awareness, allowing you to see why you've been stuck. So step two in the Radiant Love Revival is the NS reboot. And basically when you're triggered, your brain goes into survival mode, stressing your nervous system and hindering clear thinking. Calming your nerves is crucial. And my method specifically addresses this. I use very simple calming tools that apply and you can have your nervous system calm in less than 15 minutes. We take very small, mindful steps, and that helps you to prevent getting overwhelmed. And you basically become a self-calming machine using my daily calming exercises and meditations. So you have quick and simple tools to support you every day. And then as you calm your nerves and you gain clarity, you start to see the patterns at play. And that fresh perspective can reignite the feelings of love and admiration that you felt at the beginning of your relationship. Well, let me tell you what women are doing wrong. Wasting time begging their husbands to change. That leads to feelings of resentment and frustration in both parties, okay? You might feel unheard and like your needs aren't being met or being taken seriously, but your husband probably feels like he doesn't measure up and that he isn't good enough for you just as he is. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation. And honestly, having a therapist, it's just not working anymore. You know, what is it that you're aiming for? Are you seeking transformation or do you simply just want a space to share your feelings? Because a coach can produce much better results for transformation. But if you just want to be heard, then you should go to a therapist for sure. Because therapy, it's focused on the past. It encourages a victim mindset. It's all about exploring thoughts and feelings, not necessarily finding solutions. And let's be honest, it can drag on for years. I spent like 15 years in therapy. With coaching, it's very much about the present and it's future focused. We want to encourage you to have a growth mindset. You know, it's a directive approach that it's used to guide clients towards very specific goals, right? The goal of completely changing your marriage. It takes a lot less time. And the goal is for you to leave and fly the nest, not to be working with me forever. The Radiant Love Revival Method, it's going to teach you how to soothe your nervous system instantly, be calm and present in any moment, and your marriage will never be the same. You'll begin to see yourself and your loved ones with eyes just full of love and compassion, and your family will begin to react differently. And your marriage, like I said, it will never be the same. You're going to be creating new memories full of what really matters, like family and friends and love. And step three is the rewire method, rewiring the programs that are causing you to go into that autopilot in your marriage. Like I mentioned before, your subconscious programming, it's like a computer program that's operating in the background. The subconscious programming, it's controlling the behavior beneath our conscious awareness. It's following a preset of instructions, and these instructions are created through learning and repetition and past experiences. And the subconscious programming, it's coming from our beliefs and our preferences, and it basically influences our decision making. In fact, they say it's influencing the decisions like 95 to 98% of the decisions we make each day are being made by our subconscious mind. The good news is, there's good news here, that because it is like a computer program, it can be updated. It can be rewired. So through conscious awareness, intention, and specific tools, we are able to access our subconscious mind. We can reassure our subconscious mind that change is safe and that we will still thrive. And, you know, just to kind of help you understand this, trauma, it gets buried inside of your memories, which live in the subconscious mind. And through my method, we can go into specific memories and heal them and completely change the emotion in that memory and that is how we rewire, and it is life changing. The method that I use, it quickly takes people out of traumatic memory and into a healed state. And when you have that, you can find lasting and healing joy, and you can stop living separate lives, stop living like roommate, and get back to living like soulmates, you know, hardly talking unless it's about the kids or the schedule. It sucks. And it is time for a change. So with these three simple steps of my Radiant Love Revival, you can get things turned around and quickly. I want you to meet Shannon. Her marriage was full of pain and mistrust. She started using the Radiant Love Revival method, and she created shifts that allowed her to easily stop arguing with her husband about the past and create peace in their home. She made connections to patterns in her life, and her specific words were that years and years of therapy never helped her uncover what she uncovered when we worked together. So are you ready to do this too? Do you want to spend the next year living life the way you've already been living it, doing more of the same? Because this is the exact system that my clients used to get rid of painful patterns in their marriages. How much time have you lost trying to fix your marriage? All because you just didn't have the right tools and a skilled coach to help you. How much pain and suffering are going on in your marriage and have gone on? How much time have you hurt yourself and others by not being free from this? I personally wasted 19 years, literally almost 2 decades of my life. I spent over $70,000 on therapy and marriage retreats and hundreds of hours in a therapist's office and years of tears and stress. So really the question is, how much is it costing you? How much time and money and peace of mind has it cost you over the years to not be happily married? I have the solution, but I want you to know again, I am not the solution and you are not broken, but I do have tools that work and are amazing. And I want you to walk away today with so much hope. My Radiant Love Revival method can transform your marriage. So this is my marriage blueprint for you. If you're hoping to fix this by yourself, I'm going to tell you honestly, good luck. It is really, really hard to identify your own subconscious programming and rewire it. It's just one of those journeys that you need to have some support on. And if you're trying to do it yourself, the truth is you probably are going to just create more of the same. If the information that you have used isn't working and it's led you to frustration and overwhelm and lost hours of money and income, then it's time to find a new way so that you can rewrite the story of your marriage and have a relationship where you feel loved and significant and that your husband treasures you. So here's how we can fix this, and we can fix it starting today. I'm going to help you achieve. I'd like to help you achieve the marriage that you desire and let go of the pain of the past and stop being bitter and stop doing everything the wrong way. And I want to get you the results that you've always wanted. I have helped many women reach their goals for their relationship, and I really want to help you too. I would love to set up just 100% free phone call. I call it my perfect marriage blueprint call. And on this call, we are going to put together a perfect marriage plan for you, a blueprint for you. And we're going to increase your confidence and the clarity that you need to tackle this problem. You're going to get the exact plan that my clients use to change their marriage, to feel that spark and passion and love again, to feel like they're their husband's top priority. Again, it's a free call. I am not selling you anything on this call. I will let you know how you can work with me if that's the choice that you make. And we're going to get you your breakthrough. I'm so excited about that. So here's what will happen at the end of the call. I'll basically ask you, do you want help implementing this plan that we've made for you? You can simply answer yes or no. And, you know, I only have a few spots to have those phone calls because I'm a busy mom with a full-time job that homeschools my kids. So if you would like one of those spots, I'd love for you to reach out to me, and you can always DM me or email me or head on over to my website, which is erinjeanlove.com. And that will also get you on the path to connecting with me. But really, my deepest desire is to help you to get the marriage that you've been longing for. And like I said at the very beginning, if you stay to the end, there's a bonus. I have this passionate radiance, reignite your love meditation. It's so beautiful and fun. It's a meditation for you to do anytime you want to really focus in on your marriage and your husband. And it's a great way to reset and kind of reconnect to that passion and the spark that you desire in your marriage. So the very least that will happen if you have this phone call with me is that you're going to have a massive breakthrough and an aha moment about what's been going on in your marriage to see some of the patterns that are at play. You know, the truth is taking the call, it could change your life because you have to take a step forward in order to create genuine change, and it can get you the marriage that you have always dreamed of. So thank you so much just for hanging here with me this whole time. Oh my goodness, it's been a little over 40 minutes, but I hope that you got something valuable today. At the very least, I hope you have a glimmer of hope for the future and know that there's a third option. I care about you deeply. I promise not to use any slimy sales and marketing tactics with you. I want to just support you to living a life you love. And I know that that means having a happier marriage. So may God bless you. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope to connect soon. Bye. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're feeling blessed by the content here, the number one way you can show me is by leaving me a written review of the show. I'd be forever grateful. Knowing that you're out there listening helps me know that I'm truly living out God's purpose in my life. The other thing you can do is take a screenshot of this episode, share it with a friend, or better yet, tag me on your Instagram stories. Remember, you are seen, known, and loved. May God richly bless you today. All my love, Erin Jean.